Okay.
So this is our fifth total eclipse, and I would rank this as the third best out of five.
And where are you from?
California.
And you've come specially for this eclipse?
That's right. But my wife tried to tag on an extra 3 weeks of vacation for me and succeeded.
Has it been worth the extra?
Pardon?
Has it been worth coming?
Oh, absolutely. It's not just the eclipse. It's all the people and the feel of it. It's very exciting, and this was a great one.
Okay. And have you seen any other eclipses?
Yes, this is our fifth.
All right.
Yeah.
Where are the other ones?
We went to Mexico, Egypt, Turkey, China.
That's right. She got them all.
Except, and here.
Except it rained in China, so we're really happy it didn't rain here.
Oh, okay. And how does this one compare to the others you've seen?
They're all just fabulous. This, with the clouds, made it a little bit dramatic and iffy, but it came through. It was great.
Yeah. I must admit I was a total pessimist beforehand, having been here for a few days now. And
that's all we heard was, it's going to rain, and we thought, well, it is what it is, but it was great.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Hi, and where are you from?
I'm from Sydney.
And this is your first eclipse, I take it?
It is my first eclipse, yeah.
And what did you see today?
Well, luckily the clouds parted just in time for us to see totality, which was amazing. So given the weather that we've had all week, I'm pretty pleased with what we got this morning. It was incredible.
Will you be anxious to see any more eclipses?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'd love to see one that lasts a bit longer, because I heard this one was quite short. But, I'm into it now.
Okay. And your name?
Rita.
Lisa. And what do you do?
Rita.
Rita. And what do you do in Sydney?
I write. I do a couple of different things, a bit of freelancing, yeah.
Okay. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
I'm Harry Otten. I'm an eclipse chaser from the Netherlands, and this was my 12th. So I came here. Weather circumstances uncertain, and as you can see now, we are about 20 minutes after totality, and it's all clouded out, so we wouldn't have seen anything. I guess people 500 meters beyond us would have been luckier than we were, because there's just a tiny cloud passing in front of the sun, so I could see the upper part of the sun. I could see Corona. I couldn't see Bailey Beats, unfortunately. So it was very difficult to get a good timing of when totality would start, because you would take your eclipse glasses off and you would look with the naked eye. But you couldn't do all of that. It was very uncertain. But I got to see Corona, so I count it as an eclipse scene. So on to the next one.
Yes, okay. And you've seen others then?
Yeah, this was my 12th.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. I've seen all eclipses since 1998. I didn't miss one.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And you've been lucky with the weather every time, have you?
There was one clouded out, and that was an eclipse. I knew already that it would happen when I was 11 years old in 1961. Oh. And that was the eclipse of 1999. I wrote a book about it, but I was clouded out, so that was very unfortunate. And I saw the eclipse on Antarctica. It was cloudy, a little bit more even than here, but we got to see some parts of the eclipse, and all the other eclipses were brilliant. The last one, but this one in 2010, I saw on Easter Island, so the eclipse sun above the Moais, and it was a fantastic view, because the eyes of the Moais, when you look at them, are exactly the same as the eclipsed sun. So maybe they were inspired by the eclipsed sun when they made those eyes. When you look at it, it's amazing.
Oh, okay. And where's the next one?
The next one, it's a hybrid eclipse in November 2013. A hybrid eclipse means that part of the eclipse is annular, so that the moon is too far away to cover all of the sun, and part of the pass is total, but the duration is very short. There's very good opportunity in the northern part of Kenya, Turkana. I saw my first eclipse there, by the way, in 1973. But this eclipse is going to last only for 15 seconds. But people do more than that to just look after happiness, you know.
Yes.
15 seconds of happiness can be quite a life.
Okay. Right. And you didn't consider trying to see this one inland?
I considered a lot of options, but inland you could have some clouds as well. You could have fog in the early morning. Your view could be obscured because the sun would be even lower inland. So there were lots of uncertainties there. You would need four-wheel drives to get very far away inland. So the other possibility was to book on a ship and to go to the east of New Zealand. But then there might be lots of clouds there as well. So it's difficult to tell. I saw this four-mile beach might be a good opportunity, and many people were lucky.
Yeah.
And we saw at least part of it, so it's good.
Are you surprised to see this cruise ship just offshore?
Yeah, I was wondering why they didn't move, because you could see very clearly that when you would go out further that it would be clear. So I would have expected the captain to move and to just watch the sun. Yeah, so I guess they have been very unlucky, because the cloud that was in front of us may have been even more in front of them. Anyway.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Hello, what's your name?
Ella.
And what did you see today?
I saw a solar eclipse.
And what did it look like?
It looked like a round circle.
Mhm. And were you disappointed there were some clouds over part of it?
No.
You weren't? Okay. And did you look along the beach and see how dark it went?
Yes.
And was that impressive?
Yes.
And where are you from?
Yungaburra.
Yungaburra, that's here in Queensland?
Yes.
Oh, very good. Thanks for joining us.
Right.
We have Kim from Spain.
Hold on. Sorry.
Okay.
It's getting windy. I'm getting a lot of wind rumble.
Yeah.
Yeah, wind and... Ah.
Okay. What do you want me to say?
Your name, where you're from, and what you saw.
Okay. Hello, my name is Miguel Angel. We came from Spain. We are a group of 13 people belonging to the Astronomical Association of Madrid. We came 15 days ago. We've been around Australia, beautiful country, beautiful culture, and we have finally came here to see the total eclipse of the sun that has been completely amazing. So,
we're disappointed that part of it was covered in cloud.
Yeah, it was a bit cloudy, but we had a bit of luck. Yeah.
Okay. So. And have you seen other eclipses?
Yeah, we have been to Niger in 2006. We went to China in 2009, but we didn't see it in China because it was completely cloudy. That one was horrible. So finally we could be able to see this one. We're very happy. And 3 days we'll be back to Spain. We'll be very happy to be here.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is community radio.
Oh, okay. What did I see? So I saw most of the solar eclipse. It was pretty cloudy in between. Didn't see Bailey's beads, so that was a bit disappointing. But I saw the diamond ring effect.
Oh,
that
okay.
The clouds, so that was really interesting.
And the corona, of course, for a while.
Yeah, that lasted for quite a while, well, the whole 2 minutes. So yeah, that was really easy to see through the clouds. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your name and where are you from?
Dana. So I'm from Adelaide.
Okay. Did you see the one in South Australia in 2000?
Mm-hmm.
Where were you for that one?
So in Ceduna.
Okay. And the skies parted for you there?
Yeah, it did. So a bit better than here. I was hoping it was going to happen here, but it didn't.
Good, thank you.
As much.
I'll just get back. Well, I'm from Melbourne.
Hi, what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Charlie Nelson. I'm from Melbourne. And Port Douglas has done us proud today with a wonderful observation of the total eclipse.
Yeah. Have you been here a few days?
Yes, I have. Been to the Barrier Reef and Daintree, and going to Kyrianda tomorrow. It's been a wonderful trip.
And what do you do in Melbourne?
I'm a business consultant.
Right. And this is a special trip just for the eclipse?
It is,
well,
yes.
Well, end of a touring.
It is for the eclipse, and fortunately in this day with the internet, I can now go back and do some work at the office, effectively.
Okay, are you surprised that that's a cruise ship just offshore there?
Am I surprised about the cruise ship? No, I think there's probably quite a few up and down. People have gone to the Barrier Reef onto pontoons. All sorts of vantage points have been picked up to see the eclipse, and we've just been so lucky to see it so well.
Well, thanks for joining us on the space show.
My pleasure.
Most embarrassing, and some people are going to try and listen in. Okay. Right. What's your name again?
My name's Lynn Ward.
And how did it go?
It went really well. I mean, it was probably a little more cloudy than we would have liked, but we still managed to get some fabulous shots, and hopefully we have a prize-winning photo in there, from Peter had from the last eclipse. He won Eureka Science Prize, and he's won many awards, so hopefully we might be on the money for this one as well. As I said, cloud around, but still managed to get some great shots, and it was still just beautiful to be here.
Yes. So you saw the corona?
We did, and that was...
And what about the entry and exit, you know, the diamond ring effect and so on?
We got some beautiful shots of that, coming into total eclipse and then coming out of the total eclipse as well, in between the clouds, but many, many photos were taken to get the perfect ones.
Okay. And did you have a chance to look along the beach and see the reactions of other people?
Yes, for sure. I went for a wander and took lots of photographs, and there's some amazing equipment out there. Yeah. Little cameras to big cameras to makeshift ones, and it's quite impressive to see the people here and the range of equipment. It's really interesting, actually. I'm surprised at the crowds. You know, you come up to Port Douglas and you just don't expect to see so many people here. I think the interest in these, the eclipses, is growing. Each time we go to one, there seems to be more and more talk about it and more crowds. There's a lot more eclipse followers than there was when we started doing it.
Yes, of course, it's a lot cheaper nowadays to fly, and therefore people are much more mobile and able to get around.
It makes it a lot easier for people to travel now, a lot cheaper than it used to be when I was young, that's for sure. Yeah. No, it's excellent. It's great.
Oh, thanks again.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
What did you just see?
Well, it was quite interesting. We just saw the moon travel across the sun, see it actually fully eclipsed, and you give the ability to take the glasses off, which was pretty amazing, I think. And you could actually look directly at what was left of the sun, or the outer ring of it, without actually hurting your eyes. That was pretty amazing. It was a really good opportunity for my young kids to look at something that they might never have a chance again to see.
Yeah, sure. Although I noticed the youngest one here seems more interested in making sandcastle.
Well, I think that sort of happens with three-year-olds, but nonetheless, the elder one will remember it, so that's pretty cool, yeah.